I removed the top from the bottle of bleach, diluted it with tap water, drank it, and went back to bed.
Constance Briscoe, barrister, part-time judge, and writer, reading from her memoir, Ugly.
And my mother had for so long told me that I was a germ.
The book details a childhood of appalling physical and mental abuse, principally at the hands of her mother, Carmen. Despite that, she rose to become a very successful lawyer. 4 years ago, she told a BBC interviewer what she brought to her role as a part-time judge.
I come from nowhere. I sit in the capacity as a part-time judge, and so I have gone against all the norms that stood in the way from someone coming from nowhere. So dignity, yeah, I think I give the judiciary an enormous amount of dignity.
The former Liberal Democrat Cabinet Minister Chris Huhne and his ex-wife Vicky Price have each been jailed for 8 months for perverting the course of justice.
Among Constance Briscoe's neighbours in fashionable Clapham in South London were Chris Huhne and Vicky Price. She'd been due to give evidence at their trial of how, in 2003, Vicky Price had confided in her that Chris Huhne was pressuring her into taking his speeding points.
I'm innocent of these charges and I intend to fight this in the courts.
But Huhne's lawyers were suspicious of her involvement in getting the story into the Mail on Sunday. The paper was forced to disclose emails between Constance Briscoe and one of its journalists. They revealed extensive contact, the opposite of what she'd told the police.
I've pleaded guilty today, having taken responsibility for something which happened 10 years ago.
Less than a year after Chris Huhne and Vicky Price were sentenced at Southwark Crown Court for perverting the course of justice, Constance Briscoe faced trial here on 3 counts of the very same offence. She was accused of lying in witness statements to police, doctoring a statement, and providing a false document to an expert witness.
And I decided to tell the story. I'm not telling any lies. The whole truth, nothing but the truth.
In 2008, Constance Briscoe's mother, Carmen, lost a libel case against her daughter over the memoir. She's always disputed the allegations of abuse. She attended every day of her daughter's trial for perverting the course of justice. Today's conviction has strengthened her resolve to restore her reputation. She spoke exclusively to the BBC. Do you think you'll ever get an apology from her?
From her? From Constance? Yeah, I should think so, yes. Because she knows lies. She knew it. So I think she'll come and say, "Mum, I'm sorry." And I'm waiting for that. That's what I'm fighting for. I'm not fighting for money. I'm not fighting for anything. All I want is the truth.
During her evidence, Constance Briscoe made deeply personal claims about Chris Huhne. She told the jury that she'd never spoken to the press about him pressuring Vicky Price into taking his speeding points, but had spoken about 2 stories they were investigating concerning his liaisons with men and his having given his wife a sexually transmitted disease, which he said was contracted from hotel bedsheets. Now out of prison, he takes issue with her.
The reality is that the evidence that she gave was a fiction.
The former minister calls her claims a fantasy.
And I'm just not going to dignify every single one of the, you know, nonsensical stuff she came up with a rebuttal.
And, says Chris Huhne, questions should now be asked about Constance Briscoe's work as a prosecuting barrister.
Well, I think there are real problems here for the Crown Prosecution Service because they've relied very heavily on her as a prosecutor for many years, probably doing hundreds of cases. And of course it is the prosecutor's duty to ensure that there is a fair trial by giving the defence any relevant evidence. And if she can make up the evidence against me, she can certainly withhold important evidence from the defence, which is why many, many aggrieved defendants may well ask the Crown Prosecution Service now to reopen their cases and review their files. And that could, of course, be extremely expensive and extremely embarrassing for them.
Whatever future questions this trial throws up, one thing's for sure. A woman who once sat in judgment and sentenced others is now facing an almost inevitable prison sentence of her own.